Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At least that game was better than this game.
Yeah, this game has been an absolute rout from the start. Toronto tried giving you a flash in the third, but honestly, it took them so much energy to get from down, 35 to down 12, that then 2 minutes later it was back to 20. So they just dug themselves too big a hole tonight. An awful performance by Toronto and just a dominant performance by the Bucks tonight. Dominant.
So they're going to win the first two games in Milwaukee. And you said the other night that when they won the first game, you said it was over.
Series over. Series over before it started. This Buck team's not losing. They're not losing. Not until the finals.
So you don't think that they're even going to lose a game?
This series is over. They're going to sweep them. Sweep them. They're too good. They're going to sweep them this series.
Mafia, do you agree with that, that Toronto's going to go home and lay an egg and not win a game?
I think they'll win one game. I think it'll be a gentleman's sweep right now because they didn't show me anything tonight. I know they got down early, and, you know, sometimes these teams just kind of play for the next game, but they had no fight from the get-go.
Like, how is it that you're in the Eastern Conference Final and you get your ass beat like this? It's unbelievable to me. Do you notice the other one? The other games are better, right? The West.
Yes. Even
the Blazers are giving them a better game.
I woke up from my heat stroke alcohol buzz last night to see the end of the fourth quarter of that game and saw the Warriors win it.
Oh, God.
The first game of that series.
We saw it, too. Thanks.
First game, they lit them up, didn't
they? The second game. Well, they lit them up first game.
Right.
Second,
so it's the reverse in this one. The first game was tight, and the second one they got lit up.
The Blazers showed up. For game
they did. They responded in game two.
But they led multiple times. They led. It was unbelievable.
Well, both series, you've had one game which was a dud and one game which was great.
Well, so what you thought, the first game
the first
of this
game, Toronto
was
had
better.
The lead. You know, Milwaukee came back and beat them, but it was a good game for most of it. They just went on a huge run at the end. They went on what? Was it like a 10-0 run to win by eight?
But if you're a fan of the Raptors right now in Toronto and you're watching this tonight, it has to make you want to hurl. Their performance. Like, they just literally got their ass handed to them, and they did nothing about it. They just absolutely bent over, got spanked, called Charlie, and did nothing. There was nothing. All this talk he said about the comeback from 35 to 15 or whatever, it took a lot out of him. I mean, what else are they going
to
do?
Listen, if you're a Raptors fan, you're not watching this game at this point. You turn this off by halftime.
You run.
You switched over to watch Vlad Guerrero Jr. try to hit another bomb.
Right.
Which, I mean, he hit one. But he got a little help from the outfield, but he got another homer tonight. That's what you're watching. You're not watching this game after probably mid-second quarter. It was just that bad.
So it's unbelievable. It's amazing to me that we can't, you know, I guess last night was good, so tonight was bad. I knew it. We were in the car, right? We're like, this game sucks. It's going to be a terrible game.
It's like before I even got to you. I mean, they were just jumping out on him. It was like 33-15 before, you know, we're heading in. They're already up like 15, 18. They were up 10, like right out of the gates. It was embarrassing. And the worst part is that the Bucks started so hot, not from just Giannis dominating or, you know, one of these other guys. You know, Milton had a couple threes or some of these other guys chipped in. They all had some points. But, I mean, the ones that killed him early on were Brogdon and Ilyasova coming off the bench. Like at the halftime, those guys had 12 and 14. They were leading scorers for the Bucks.
So who ended up having the biggest game? What did Greek Freak do in the game? He had 30 and 17 boards. And then, you know, it's pretty much lights out after that. So 30 from Greek Freak, 15 Mirotić, 12 Middleton, Bledsoe 8, Lopez 6. He went from 29 to 6. Ilyasova, big night, 17.
Bench.
Hill, 13. Brogdon, 14. Their bench just destroyed. That's
44 points from three guys on that bench.
That's the bench mob. They shot 48% in the game, 31% from downtown, and 72% from the line. And then the numbers for the Raptors were 42% field, 31% downtown, 77% line. And they got whacked. Jason in Niagara.
Hey, thanks for my call.
Hey.
I think it's going to be a lot like Philly. I think the Raptors are going to go home and win their two games at home. It was tough tonight, and Lowry had four four fouls at halftime, and Bucks bench was—they played great. They had more. The bench had more points than Raptors starters at halftime. So I think they'll come back home and win. And like we were talking, or before when they're going back and forth, Philly Raptors, like Raptors or Philly looked so great the one game, it was like Raptors will never win another game, and then Raptors came back and destroyed them. And so I think we'll be okay at home.
Yeah, I have a feeling. You know, you're right. I don't think I have a hard time believing that Toronto's going to lay down at home, and I have a hard time believing Portland's going to lay down at home. I think the harder game is going to be, believe it or not, is going to be the Blazers to win because, you know, I think that the champs, right, Carver High, they actually smell blood, and they know that if they go in there tomorrow, they got nothing to lose, everything to gain, and their thinking is, it's game three. We win this game, it's over. So let's just go in there and steal this one, and it's over. Like, let's go for it tonight and just shoot like crazy. Let's all get our 20 shots off, and let's see if we can get hot from outside. And if we beat them, it's over. So they play loose, and they're going to chuck all night long in the Moda, the Warriors. They'll be in that game. The number's only 2.5. They'll be in that game, believe me you. And then the other one, I think Toronto will actually go home and win. I do. I think the Bucks are better than the Raptors, though. Let's be clear. But I think the Raptors are going to go home and respond. This egg they laid tonight was disgusting. It really was pathetic.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.